Hello, Roger. This is your old buddy Ed Russell from Nashville, Tennessee. I just had to tell the truth as I saw it. The life and the death of Kevin Hughes. That was trying to do the right thing. Kevin was a clean-cut kid, caught in the middle of dirty business in 1989. He was the Nashville Charts researcher at Cashbox Magazine, ranked with Billboard at the industry's most prestigious music trade magazine. Kevin was 23 years old and in charge of posting the numbers of songs recorded for the charts. But he soon learned these were people whose livelihoods depended on doctoring the very charts over which he had been put in charge of. Two Music Row promoters dominated the trade magazines, Chuck Dixon, Gary Bradshaw, and Tony D'Antonio. Chuck Dixon, the godfather of country music, ordered the murder of Kevin Hughes. Dixon dominated the independent country charts, and a very good friend to George Albert, owner of Cashbox Magazine in LA, California. Kevin Hughes was unwilling to participate in a system of chart manipulation that helped defraud the endless string of negative country songs. Dixon and Bradshaw tried to make artists and record labels believe through them they would receive top-ranked records on the charts. For this, it would cost you a lot of money. The money was going into their pockets, and the record was supposed to be number one, but never sold a copy or was heard of. Dixon would ride in the alleys of 16th Avenue and 17th Avenue in his big Cadillac with a plate on the front that said, "The Ride." As the song about Hank Williams that he was so-called the writer of, playing the part of the godfather. On March 9th, 1989, Kevin and his friend Sammy Sadler drove over to Sammy's record label, Evergreen Records, on 16th Avenue. Then about 10:30 p.m., a man wearing a ski mask, gloves, and dark clothing. A man jumped out and shot, hitting Sadler in his shoulder. Kevin ran down the street as the gunman ran after him, firing. Hughes fell to the ground. The gunman ran up and shot him two more times in the head. This was definitely a hit, not a robbery. Which brings me to write this and also write Murder on Music Row. I want people to know the truth about Kevin. As Bradshaw and Dixon came to my office at 20 Music Square and played out the role of the godfather, only I reported it to CID police, so it would be on record. Dixon even went as far as telling me that if I didn't work with Gary and him, I would end up like Kevin Hughes. Only one attempt was made on me. I guess they felt they should leave old Ed alone. To this day, 28 years later, I can truthfully say I know that Tony D'Antonio did not kill Kevin, but I'm sure Dixon had it done. Listen to my song, Murder on Music Row, with Michael Luss singing.